let it dry good, and then put it in our hay barn. It is made all, most of our feed is made out of that, and then we made what they call a porridge is made out of the corn leaves. If you ever heard of that, the corn, when the corn is just before it ripens, really ripens good, all the leaves would begin to turn a little bit yellow. We go in and put all those leaves, the big leaves in there, and we put them back at the yellow corn like that and let it dry for about 4 or 5 hours. That's all. We pull them early in the morning and late in the afternoon, about 4 o'clock, we go in and pick it up. We take it out of there and we make bottles that big. You take it out and put it in your arm until you, all you could hold, you know, get big bottles, that dry leaves. Then we grab one of those and we stick it around and we wrap it up and tie. We get a bottle about that long, about 2 foot long or better, and about that big, foot in diameter. That was the leaf off of a corn before it was fully dry, you know, before it was still green, and it was good enough to the cattle and the horse would have been in the field at that time, they'd had it, you know. So what we do when we feed them in the wintertime is the cold weather plowed in, the weather would bring the horses into the stable and close the door in there, and the big stable, they could lay down there if they wanted to. And we'd take and give them each one of those bales of corn leaves, you know. And we'd mix up a little water, I mean in the can of water, and we put a little salt in that water.
Yes.
A little salt, make it kind of salty taste, a little bit. My dad used to fix it up for me. We'd go down there and we sprinkle that on that corn. And the old horse would eat every piece of it. Put salt on that corn leaf.
I heard of that. That's interesting. What, did you raise oats?
No, we didn't plant no oats. We planted rice. We planted rice and the corn and all that other stuff, but we didn't raise any oats. Did nobody planted any oats around this part, you know.
Well, about cotton, you told me you raised cotton.
Yeah, we raised cotton, I believe, about 4 years. Cotton.
When it came up, what did you have to do?
Well, you work it like you do anything else, you know. You work cotton until it gets about two working, you know, until you get big enough to get that high, you know, and then you don't pass, you know, to work it anymore. Got all the grass cut out of it. You seen cotton grow? You ever seen cotton grow?
I've seen it, yeah. Well,
we raised some beautiful cotton. It's cotton over there. We raised cotton over there that you couldn't hardly pass between the, you know, the cotton leaves like that, between the rows. Cotton come up that high and beautiful cotton. I mean, you had cotton there hanging there as long as my hand, like when they all hanging out like that.
How did you get grass out of it?
The grass?
With a hoe, you take hoe and...
Oh, right. When we plowed it, understand, after the cotton got covered the ground in there, the grass didn't grow anymore. There was no room for the grass to grow. But for a few pieces of grass, they had it in the bottom of it.
Then you said the cotton was...
My hand.
In June or July, you'd lay it
back? Pick the cotton when they start getting in the around that neighborhood, I guess, July, August, this time of the year, we're picking cotton.
What, your cotton was laid by, and you know what that meant when you said
Laid by? Well, I see when the cotton was laid by, that's what I'm talking about. If you got through the last work and you couldn't get in there no more with the team to work it.
Yes.
You see? We have to work it until the we didn't get in there with the plows and stuff that they break, you know, break any of the limbs and stuff like that.